While the Prime Minister made it clear that today was about acknowledgement and saying sorry for past wrongs, he also promised that his government would take what he called the first steps towards a bipartisan approach, a new approach to tackling Indigenous problems. In that spirit, Kevin Rudd made an offer to the Leader of the Opposition, saying he wanted him to be part of a new commission, beginning with the problem of housing. Dr. Brendan Nelson accepted this offer as co-chair of the Special Committee when he addressed the Parliament to respond to the Prime Minister's speech.
Our generation does not own these actions, nor should it feel guilt for what was done in many, but certainly not all cases.
Thank you. Can you hear?
With the best of intentions. But in saying we are sorry, and deeply so, we remind ourselves that each generation lives in ignorance of the long-term consequences of its decisions and its actions. Even when motivated by inherent humanity and decency to reach out to the dispossessed in extreme adversity, our actions can have unintended consequences. As such, many decent Australians are hurt by accusations of theft in relation to their good intentions.
That's the Leader of the Opposition, Brendan Nelson. Not everyone was supportive. Liberal backbencher Wilson Tuckey criticised the event before he came into the Parliament and then left before the apology was delivered. But the apology was received with a standing ovation from the galleries, with MPs standing and clapping in return, and Dr. Nelson's speech was also applauded. Present in the chamber was the former Governor-General, Sir William Dean, who championed the cause of Indigenous Australians during his term in office. He said that today's apology opens up a new chapter in reconciliation.
I think it's a wonderful day and it's a great step. It really, in one sense, takes us back to where we were in 2000, Corroboree 2000 in Sydney. But in another, it opens up the future road towards reconciliation again, and this time we've just got to get it right.
When there's talk of a new step to a new beginning in reconciliation, what do you see that as?
I see it as reaching the situation again where people understand the importance of the spiritual as well as the practical aspect of reconciliation. Now we can go on from there and build.
That's the former Governor-General, Sir William Dean.